The scripture that we read this afternoon speaks of the Lord instructing those that were round about him that they ought to be careful about what is in their hearts, for where their heart is, their treasure will be there likewise, and that we ought to be looking upon those things which are eternal and not those things which are temporal. And so he's giving them an instruction, and the Apostle Peter asks that if Jesus is speaking this parable to them specifically or even to everyone. And the Lord Jesus doesn't really respond to that specifically, but then he speaks of being a good and a wise steward and a faithful one, one who is true to that role that he is being called to. And so there is a message here of accountability and a message of us being faithful and true to that which the Lord has given unto us. So in the beginning here, we need to establish first the premise that everything is the Lord's. That first and foremost, all things belong to him. In Psalms, we read that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to the Lord. We don't own anything ourselves. Though we may work for things, everything belongs to the Lord. Likewise, in Romans, we read that whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. So everything in this world, it's the Lord's, and we are the Lord's ourselves as well. So all things that God has given belong to him. And we are only stewards of that which he has given unto us. And Jesus here is telling this truth that we are to be faithful and wise stewards. That which the Lord has entrusted to us, we ought to be managing it well. We ought to be faithful. We ought to glorify the Lord in that which the Lord has entrusted us with. The Lord Jesus in Matthew's gospel spoke a parable of the kingdom of heaven, and he said, the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, every one according to his several ability. So again, here is a parable where Jesus is teaching that gifts, talents were given to stewards, and those stewards were to manage that properly. They were to be wise, and they were to be faithful with that which has been entrusted unto them. And it says that he gave unto every one according to their several ability, a meaning that each one to their unique capabilities, that it wasn't given too much to someone who wouldn't be able to handle that, or too little to someone who can do more. But a proper portion was given to each and every one. And so Jesus is saying that we ought to be a faithful and a wise steward. Even as he said here in the message to the response to Peter, who his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. So when the Lord returns again, he ought to be finding us to be faithful, to be wise and good stewards of that which he has given unto us. And he spoke that parable to them likewise. Peter in his epistle also speaks of this. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another. This is being a faithful and a wise steward. As we have received the gift, as we have received that which belongs to the Lord, that we would be, we would minister that same, that we would serve that same gift one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. He wants us to be wise and faithful with that which is his. And he's imparting it unto us that we would be a blessing unto others. that we would use that gift and serve it one to another, because we all have unique gifts, and we all have unique talents that the Lord has given unto us. And he wants us to use that unique gift, that unique talent that he has given unto each and every one of us, and serve it and give that to those who are part of this kingdom of God, and unto all. And so we are blessed when, as Jesus is saying here, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Our opportunities are great, our opportunities are many, and he expects us to be living and laboring in his vineyard until he would come again. And that at that hour and of that day, no man knows, but he's asking us that we be found faithful at that hour and at that day that he comes. Of a truth, I say unto you, Jesus says, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But unto that servant which shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, if one of the a servant of God would have a negative attitude and say, my Lord's delaying his coming, and shall begin to do such evil things as to beat the men's servants and maidens, and to eat and to drink and to be drunken, to be thinking selfish thoughts, and to be thinking about themselves and not how they might be faithful stewards, having good fidelity with the gifts and the talents that have been given unto them. And so Jesus says that it will not be good for that person, will be cut in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And so we are being asked to be faithful to the Lord, to be accountable to the Lord, because what he has given unto us, all things, everything we have has come from the Lord. Nothing we have procured or made or own of ourselves. Everything we have has come from the Lord. And he's asking us to be faithful with that which he has given unto us, that which he has entrusted unto each and every one of us. And so when we can consider in the scriptures that there were those who were not faithful with that which the Lord has given unto them, we see that example, and then we see the example, the good example, of those who were faithful with that which the Lord has given unto them, the talents the Lord has given, and they perform beautifully. So we think of those from Sodom, and immediately our minds tend to think they had gross immoral sins. But the Bible actually says that the sin of Sodom was pride, fullness of bread, and the abundance of idleness. But neither did they also strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. That was the sin of Sodom. They had pride. They were proud people. They thought about themselves. That's the definition of pride. They thought about themselves. They didn't care for others. That was their sin. They had fullness of bread. They had everything they wanted. And they had an abundance of idleness. Nothing to do. Stand around, criticize this, talk about that, and talk about how great they are of themselves. That was their sin. And also, they did not strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. They were horrible stewards. That which the Lord has blessed them with that fullness of bread, they didn't use it wisely. That whatever they had that made them proud, they didn't use it wisely. And God rained down brimstone and fire from heaven upon Sodom and Gomorrah. But then we think of good examples. And we often don't think, well, I don't want to go there, but we want a good example. We want to follow someone who set a good pattern, and let's go in that pattern. Let's follow that good example. And certainly a good example of one who was a wise and a faithful servant of the Lord was Israel's son Joseph. So it didn't matter whether Joseph was managing the estate of Potiphar, whether he was in the prison, or whether he was second in command in all of Egypt. Wherever Joseph was, he managed those affairs wisely. Joseph labored. He labored in Potiphar's house. He managed it so well that Potiphar didn't even know the wealth he had. And whether he was in prison, he exercised the gifts and the talents that were given unto him, that the Lord revealed to him what would happen with the butcher and the baker, and he exercised those gifts and those talents. And then when he was in Pharaoh's house, and he became second in command, only to Pharaoh, was Pharaoh greater in command, that Joseph didn't say, well, this corn and this food that I have assembled, it belongs to me, and I will dictate how it goes. He knew it was the Lord's. He knew it was the Lord's, and he managed it wisely. And this is what the Lord is asking of us, that the Lord has given unto us much good. The Lord has given unto us much gifts. When we consider that time when Jesus was observing those that were casting into the treasury, and there was the widow that put in the two mites, and then there was those who had much, and they were just casting in of their abundance. That when we consider that spectrum, we as Americans living here in Ohio in 2024, that most of us fall on the spectrum of those who are wealthy. What are we doing with those gifts that God has given unto us? Are we managing? Are we being faithful with good fidelity the gifts and the talents that the Lord has given unto us, spiritually, physically, and in every manner? Are we being wise with the abundance of the blessings and of the gifts and of the talents that the Lord has given unto us? There will be an accountability for that. The Bible clearly states that. Romans 14 speaks of this, that so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to the Lord. As we stand before the Lord, we will give an account whether we were a good and a wise and a faithful steward of that which the Lord has entrusted unto us. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything that we have, that we've been given, has been given unto us of the Lord. That's been given to us to use for the time that we are here upon this earth. Have we been wise with that? And we will then give an account of ourselves unto the Lord on that great notable day. And it won't matter about what maybe our spouse did, our siblings have done, our parents have done, or our children have done. It will be us and the Lord individually. And we are not to compare ourselves among ourselves, as it says also here in Romans, who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him to stand. We are not to compare ourselves, the Bible says, with others. Well, I've given more to him in this category. We are not to compare ourselves among ourselves. The Bible says that if we compare ourselves among ourselves and if we measure ourselves among ourselves, that we are not wise. We're not wise if we're doing that. So we are not to judge others, but we are to recognize that we will stand before the Lord, and that we are being called to be a faithful and wise steward of that which the Lord has given unto us. Again, going back to Peter's epistle, where he says, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And so Jesus here in this reading that we had this afternoon said, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season. To give them their portion of meat in due season. To give that proper amount, to give and to minister that gift unto others. This is what the Lord is calling us to. So again, the Lord has given unto us much. Not comparing ourselves among ourselves, but if we compare over history, how much the Lord has given, we are richly blessed. And unto whom much is whomsoever much is given of him shall be much required. And this is what we read this afternoon. And so of us, much is required. Of us, much is required. So are we giving? Are we managing properly the gifts that God has given unto us? Are we building the kingdom of God? Again, we're going to give an account of ourselves before the Lord. Are we building the kingdom of God? Are we displaying the fruit of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance in our lives as the Lord has given unto us this gift of the Holy Spirit, and that it would be evident that he's operating within us? This is a gift that he has given unto us, and he wants us to be wise stewards of that. Are we exercising the Holy Spirit in our lives, in all manner, in all matters, in everything? Is the Holy Spirit suppressed, or is he able to teach us? Is he able to speak to us and know that we are listening, that we are anticipating that still small voice as he would speak to us? If we are parents, are we managing wisely the children that God has entrusted unto us? Are we spending time with them? Are we nurturing them? Do we pray with them? Do we read the Bible with them? These are gifts that God has given unto us, and he wants us to manage this well and to be faithful in that. Are we nurturing our children in the ways of the Lord? Are we instructing them that rebellion is evil? The God, our Father has given unto us many, many gifts, and here in our time, one of the gifts that the Lord has given unto us is finances, and he wants us to manage our finances wisely, not to be as the Sodomites, who were proud, had the fullness of bread and the abundance of idleness, and didn't strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. But he wants us to use the finances that he has given unto us with wisdom, that we would not overindulge, that we would not partake to the extreme of the worldly goods that we can purchase with money, but rather use these gifts of finances that the Lord has given unto us to further his kingdom, to be a blessing unto others. Jesus says, if we have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, if we have not been faithful with our finances, who will commit unto you the true riches? The Lord has given unto us the gift of time. Are we managing time in our lives wisely? Or do we squander the time? Do we waste it? Do we think that well, I worked today, I did other things, and now I deserve some time on the couch, and I'm just going to play some games or do whatever it is? Are we managing our time to the honor and to the glory of the Lord? We will give an account of how we spent our time. This is a gift that God has given unto us, the gift of time. Are we using the time that God has given unto us to his honor and to his glory? God has also given unto us many spiritual gifts, and that he wants us to minister these spiritual gifts one to another. God has given unto us the spiritual gift of love, of mercy, of grace, of forgiveness. And we yearn and long for these things from the Lord. We so much appreciate that when we fail, that the Lord is gracious to us, and he gives unto us his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness, and he shows us his love. That's what the Lord does for us. It's gifts from him. And he wants us to impart that gift that he has given unto us unto one another. Again, going back to Peter's epistle, as every man hath received the gift, as we have received these spiritual gifts of love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness, that we would minister or that we would serve that same gift one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. This is what God wants us to do, to be yielded unto him, to be adorned with the garment of the Lord, and to be that faithful and that wise steward that he is calling us to. Unto us much has been given, and unto us much is going to be required. Jesus points that out, and it's true. And so we are to be yielded unto him, and he will provide in his great love and in his great goodness. He will continue to provide. But our attitude ought to be one of, here I am, Lord, use me. Here I am to further his kingdom, that we would be good and faithful and wise stewards to his name's sake. Amen.